What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring. Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So this is my expert segue into how recruiting in baseball for managers isn't the same, right? So
wow.
What boat did you take Juan Soto out at 2:45 a.m.?
There was no boat. It was a big meeting, a really good one. We play against him. You know who he is. I remember in 21 when we played them after the Friday game. You know, we're walking out at Nationals Park, and I say, "Hey, man, you're a good player, bro." You know, and during the meeting, he remembered that. It's cool that you get to know the person. The questions that he asked were real. You know, you're like, okay. I don't know if it was him studying Scott. The Red Sox, yep. Or obviously,
yeah, Scott
preparing them. But it was eye opening how. I'm going to put it, you know, like they see the shuffle, all that, but he's the opposite of the shuffle. You know, like he's very, you know, locked in into his craft. He knows what he wants. He knows how good he is too. And very family oriented, you know, it was a good meeting.
So you go into that and you've been part of, I mean, nothing like that. I mean, this is because it hasn't been a player like that. Because you guys weren't in on any Ohtani meetings or anything else, but nothing like this. So when you go into that, what is a thing that you didn't expect? Like you think you know what to expect. You know, obviously you had his agent. You know those guys. What didn't? Yeah. What was surprising to you about it?
Throughout the meeting, throughout the meetings this year, and had a conversation with John. A few days ago, is interesting and eye-opening how players, first of all, they know their craft, but they want to know more. You know, it's not only, you know, what you have now, you know, is what's going to happen in the future, where we're going, this and that. A lot of good questions. The family part of it, it became a thing throughout the off season. And understandably so. We you know, I'm not gonna go to specifics, but there were some guys, I think the one everybody knows was Burns, right? It seems like he wanted to be in the West Coast.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And he got, you know, he stayed in the West Coast, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, and it's a different then guys are different now, right? Like they get married younger, they got young families, and they want to feel comfortable where they at. And this is not a knock to the East Coast or Boston, whatever. Some of these guys, they're in Arizona, and you know,
Burns wanted to go to Arizona. I mean, that's not,
I want to be in Arizona or spring training in Arizona. At the end of the day, obviously money talks, but it's been interesting just getting to know a lot of these guys, talking to them, and like, okay, I had this different perspective of this player, and now when I see him, I'm not going to be pulling for him when they're facing us, but I can pull for them because I got to know them. I understand who they are, what they want, their values. So it's been a great offseason in that end.
When you go back to Soto, when you walk out of there, you know that other teams, you know that, like, again, money, there's everything else. But did you feel good about it walking out of there?
Everybody feels good about the meetings. Whenever I read this team had a great meeting with so-and-so, no shit, right? Like, yeah, it's a good meeting. You know, like, who we had X amount of people there. Scott had X amount of people there. Whoever leaked the information, whatever, what are they going to say? It was a bad meeting? It was horrible? No, it's always a good meeting, you know? And But going into it, I didn't know, you know? It was a long flight from Boston to L.A., long flight from L.A. to Boston. A lot of conversations, but at the end of the day, I think, we talk about money, right? Like, he got paid, and he ended up with a team that I think most of the people going into the off season, you know, they thought that he was going to go there.
The last thing is, so, you know, there's this perception, but I have to fend this off. I've been adamant. And Alex, you know, listen, like, I'm wrong a lot, but I try to take educated guesses. But, you know, when I have people say, well, no, they weren't really interested, this was just all a facade. I mean, I'll ask you, like, was this a very real thing?
It was a very real thing. It was. It was something that we talk about, you know, for weeks. And we had our at-bat, right? Like, we had to go all the way over there to meet them. And I know that, you know, it was real. It was real. At the end, you know, it worked out for the player, right? And like I said, at that point, we needed to pivot, move on, and we wish Juan the best. It's at those 3 or 4 games we play against the Mets.
How about going into, you mentioned Corbin. I would imagine Fried. I mean, I don't know if there was an in-person meeting or whatever. Was there with Fried? With you?
There was a meeting. Yeah, there was a meeting. Yeah. But okay. I mean, it's so easy now to connect with people, you know? I mean, like, look at us.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
this is the most important meeting you'll have all off season.
You're up there, it's 15 degrees, you know? I'm here, it's 75, you know?
It's like every time. Like, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason you always try to, like, get me around this time, because it's good weather here and it's freezing up there. It's so easy to connect with players, so easy after the fact, you know, like, if you want to, you know, if they have another question or whatever, they can call you. It's a fun process, to be honest with you. It's one of those that I think back in the day, they will fly people to the city and walk them around. Right, go to Fenway and see the clubhouse and all that. Now it's more, you know, more about the Zoom or meeting in person, and that's it. You know, like, there's no, like, college recruiting, right? There's no Miami, you know, South Beach.
No, there's no Jumbotron.
There's no. I mean, I bet there's certain. For certain guys, they do it, but I think overall, as an industry, it's not that way.
So when you, let's focus on someone you did get, like Walker Buehler, right? I really like this signing. We talk a lot about you got to be good, but also presence and getting through a season, and no one wants like to win and mentality. Right? Let's go. I mean, you. I mean, I don't know if you got that sense when you talked to him, when you did.
Right away.
Yeah.
Right away. Well, I got that feeling when I saw him in October. I got that feeling in 2018, just what he did to us in 18 in game 3, that was impressive. I mean, the feedback we were getting from the hitters, we had no chance that day. And he, you know, he always caught my attention. You know, he caught my attention that day. And throughout his career, I've been following him. And in October, I saw him. I was like, he's getting there, right? He's getting there. I think the bright lights of New York, right? Kind of like, okay, here we go. I gotta do this. And then the fact that he pitched that last inning, I was like, man, this guy, I think, he'll be perfect for us. Bring that kind of like, persona to where we play, not afraid to the big stage, right? And being around some people that, they're going to be Hall of Famers, right? He comes from an organization that they do it right. I texted some people that we know, right? And they were like, yeah, you're going to love him. You're going to love him. And when those people tell me that, is because they know how I do it and they know the type of players I like, right? So, those guys, it was Kike and Joe,
huh? Yeah.
Kike and Joe. They were like, yep, he'll be okay up there. He'll be okay. So excited about him. He called me right away, FaceTimed me, kind of like he's ready to roll. But during the meeting, just listening to him about how he goes about his craft, it was impressive. And you got analysts and you got Bales and you got a lot of people in those meetings, and he was always kind of like one step ahead of us. Like sometimes you talk about, hey, have you think about throwing this pitch or whatever. He was always ahead of us, and he was like, oh, okay, cool. So we're in the right path. And obviously, at the end, it's all about money. He bet on himself, and he bet on the Red Sox, right? So I think he's going to be exciting. He's going to be good. We have to take care of him. We know that. He never mentioned that, but obviously, we've been through this path before, and we will take care of them like everybody else. I think we do a pretty good job doing that with our starters. And the thing is about maximizing him. Hopefully he can start 30 games and help us win games to make it to the playoffs.
Well, you talk about taking care of it. And, I know the six-man rotation keeps coming up, but I almost feel, and you tell me if I'm wrong, which I'm sure you will, but it's really like, let's talk about that when we get there. Let's see how many guys that we have. Let's see how the schedule lines up. Let's see what each week looks like. Everyone wants to say, oh, here we go. Six-man rotation, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you take a look at our schedule, probably you haven't. I think we played like 14 games in 15 days right away. Then there's another stretch that is high volume of games. But then in June and July, I think it is, we get every Thursday off. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, like, what are we doing, But we'll play with the schedule. We'll talk to the players. We'll talk to the trainers. And we'll make decisions based on the most important thing of our sports, right? The player. This is not about me or Bales or the Red Sox. This is about how can we maximize the player? How can we keep him on the field? At the end, it's a player-driven business, for how much people say, oh, the manager and the GM and this and that. Bro, it's about the players. We got to keep it on the field. We do that, we're going to be up.
How does, to go back to sort of the, you said you like recruiting, you like everything. How does this offseason feel different, or does it? I mean, I don't know. Because, there was times you put your best foot forward last year. There was times you put the best foot forward the year before. In 18, you put your best foot forward. Like, this was obviously going to be an offseason. I think a lot of people expected, well, not only are you going to spend money, not only are you going to trade guys, but everybody is, let's go. How does this feel different? Does it feel different?
I mean, we trade, we sign, we recruit, and the season is not, and the off season is not over, right? There's different ways to improve the roster. And, we just have to be patient. We have to, see what benefits us and go from there. At the end of the day, it's execution, right? You hear me saying this since the end of the season. We have to execute, but to execute, you know, it takes, you know, two tango, right? And you not only, you know, in trades, it has to be two teams or three teams, right? You know, free agency is two groups, right? So sometimes teams lined up, sometimes agencies and teams lined up, and you go from there. But from my end, we're deeper pitching wise. That's something that we needed to do. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. If you look at, you know, what we haven't done the last 3 years, you know, we came up short pitching wise. That's the bottom line, right? Like, we are there. And then we ran out of pitching, injuries, people struggling, whatever. So we're deeper. You know, how it's going to play out, we'll see, you know, but, you know, Chapman and Wilson, you know, is something that in the bullpen, we needed it, right? They can complement, you know, the lefties that we have, you know, and competition is good too. That's the bottom line. Competition will help us get to the next step, you know, in the rotation, the same deal, right? We're dealing with a few things, whatever. And, Ramon just lost. There is 1-1 in the playoffs. Ramon Vasquez.
Tell him, text him, please, my condolences.
He'll be there tomorrow. He'll be there. He's going to miss. Right. He's going to miss game 3, 4, and 5 of the playoffs.
He is, because to go to Fenway Fest.
Yeah, we got meetings. We got meetings.
Oh,
we got meetings.
I was gonna say.
We got meetings. Right. Yeah. But going back to, you know, like, I think competition is going to make us better. You know, as far as like the roster. You know, we got some intriguing players. We do. And, you know, the offseason has been good as far as, like, the health of them and, you know, taking a step forward. And, you know, I'm excited about it.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.